Welcome to the Dinner Then Dessert podcast. Today we're going to be talking about the ultimate Sloppy Joe's recipe. This Sloppy Joe's recipe is actually one of the most popular recipes on our website. And it takes just 20 minutes to make a rich homemade tomato gravy with bell peppers and melted cheese on a hamburger bun. This is the classic comfort food recipe that is a kid favorite. It brings back all the happy childhood food memories of Sloppy Joe's without the can. Sorry, Manwich, today we just don't need you and we don't need the packets of Sloppy Joe seasoning that you may have grown up with. With just a few pantry ingredients, you're going to have a whole new appreciation for the classic American dinner. We call these the ultimate Sloppy Joes, but you may want to actually refer to them as award-winning Sloppy Joes because this recipe has actually been victorious in 3 separate sandwich contests, including one in college where it beat out over 50 other Sloppy Joe recipes. Plus, it wins the most important contest of all, the kid contest. Kids love this recipe because it is the perfect combination of sweet and savory flavors topped with cheese. In my 10 years of working as a chef, I've not had a single kid refuse these Sloppy Joes. Take that as a pinky promise from me to you. As a professional chef, these are the best Sloppy Joes. They're so good that I made this as the base of the recipe that made me want to create 25 more Sloppy Joe recipes that you can find on the site, including Billy's Cheesesteak Sloppy Joes, which is one of the most popular recipes on my site and has been pinned over 1 million times and has over 65 million video views. If you haven't seen the Philly Cheesesteak Sloppy Joe recipe, you're going to want to head over to the website right now and go look at it. It is delicious. We've also made bacon cheeseburger Sloppy Joes and pizza Sloppy Joes too, so you're going to want to go check those out as well. My personal favorite, bacon, beer, and cheese Sloppy Joes. That recipe is sinfully delicious. If you don't believe me about how good these ultimate Sloppy Joes are yet, let me read you a review from one of our readers. I was looking for something quick to make for dinner since I ended up working late. Most of these ingredients I had at home, and I only had to stop to get some ground beef on my way home. I've never been a huge fan of Sloppy Joes, but my significant other really likes them, so I thought, why not? And boy, oh boy, am I happy I landed on this recipe. This recipe has permanently changed my mind on what a good Sloppy Joe is. Thank you so much for sharing. I can't wait to make them again. Thanks so much, Christine. That is an awesome review. So, how do we make homemade Sloppy Joes? These homemade Sloppy Joes are made with ground beef, onions, and bell peppers that are simmered in brown sugar and a ketchup gravy and thickened before we serve them on a bun. I personally love using brioche buns. I brush them with just a little bit of butter and I toast them because it helps to keep them from getting soggy once we pile on the Sloppy Joes. I haven't actually made Sloppy Joes anytime recently with the canned variety, and I can't really vouch for how much it compares to the flavors of the canned variety, but I can tell you from looking at the ingredients, it seems to be similar in the way that the flavors should taste. It does have a tomato sauce that the ketchup will emulate, and the ketchup does have a sugary flavor similar to what we see in the ingredients. So let's talk about what we serve with Sloppy Joes. We tend to serve potato wedges, onion rings, sweet potato fries, roasted potatoes, garlic fries, any of your classic kid favorites, which you can all find on the site. So go ahead and go to Dinner Then Dessert, click on Sides, and you'll find all of those options available. If you want something healthier, we also have a lot of roasted vegetable options on the site. You'll find all of those on the Sides category as well. Let's talk about some tips for making the perfect Sloppy Joes. Number one, and probably the most important tip, I wish my husband had listened to this recently because he made Sloppy Joes and made them a little dry. Make sure not to cook down the sauce too much. Sometimes the Sloppy Joes can get dry and you're looking for a consistency where you can see the individual bits of meat but not dry enough where they don't cling to each other in the sauce. You want to stop cooking before you think it's ready because as it sits, it's going to get a little bit drier. So make sure that you leave it a little bit wetter than you intend to serve it. I promise it's going to get a little bit drier as it sits. Number two, if you want to make them healthier, go ahead and swap out the beef for ground turkey or ground chicken. Number three, if you want to serve it again the next day, add a little bit of liquid to help create a little bit more of a Sloppy Joe sauce. To avoid the sugar being a little bit more prominent, you can also add a little bit of tomato sauce and water in a 1/4 cup increments if you want to gently reheat it. Number four, get a good sear on your meat before you start to break it apart. This will give it a nice crust and a little bit more texture like a hamburger. I like to put the entire block of meat in, let it sear for 2 to 3 minutes, and then start breaking it apart. Number five, I like to add a little bit of cheese in with the mixture and then stir it together before spooning it into the hamburger buns instead of only using the cheese as a topping. Either way, any cheese that you add in is going to make it a little bit more awesome. Number six, if you don't like green bell peppers, feel free to swap them out. Some kids don't like the green variety because they're a little bit bitter, so red bell peppers might be a little bit more of an option that you can actually hide in the Sloppy Joes. Because they're sweeter and because there's already a sweet profile to these Sloppy Joes, you might be able to sneak them in without anyone knowing that they're there. Number six, if you want a little bit more of a savory option, add in a little bit of Worcestershire sauce. This will give it a little bit more of a steaky flavor. Number seven, if you want to swap out the ketchup for tomato sauce or tomato paste, just play with the rest of the ingredients to increase the sweetness because the ketchup definitely adds a sweet flavor. I would personally lean heavier into the brown sugar. Number eight, the bun. I know I just said it a little bit earlier, but brioche is the way to go on this. It might be a little bit hard to find brioche buns, but it is definitely worth the effort. I've also experimented with pretzel buns. The flavor might interfere a little bit with what you're looking for, but it can be a fun option. Either way, the most important part is to toast it well beforehand because that helps to prevent it from getting soggy. Number 10, if you're like me and you have leftovers because you made maybe two or three times the recipe, use what you have left over and make grilled cheese sandwiches the next day. It's going to be delicious. So take your sliced bread, use a slice of cheese on both sides of the sliced bread, and use this filling in the middle to make grilled cheese sandwiches, and your kids are going to love it. If you want to make this recipe in the slow cooker, I suggest adding all the ingredients minus the cheese and the buns to the crock pot on low for 4 hours. Stir it before serving onto your hamburger bun and top with cheese. If you want to make these in the Instant Pot, brown the ground beef in the Instant Pot on the saute setting, and then add in the rest of the ingredients, except for the cheese and the buns. Add the lid and set the pressure to high for 10 minutes. Release the pressure naturally for 5 minutes, open the top, and either mix in the cheese or use it as a topping when scooped onto the hamburger buns. Okay, so let's go over the recipe together. First, you're going to add your ground beef to a large skillet. Brown this incredibly well before you're breaking it apart on high heat so you get a nice deep brown crust. Stir the ground beef until about half of it's cooked, then remove the ground beef, drain the fat, add the butter, onions, and bell pepper to the pan. Cook those for about 1 to 2 minutes, stir, then add the beef back into the pan and cook them the rest of the way until the beef is completely cooked. Add in the garlic, mustard, ketchup, brown sugar, salt, black pepper to the pan and cook until almost all of the liquid is evaporated. You want about 75% of the mixture above the liquid. This is going to take you about 3 to 5 minutes. Serve it on hamburger buns and you can either mix in the cheese or you can add the cheese on top. Enjoy. I hope you liked the recipe. And if you did make it, please take a picture, tag us at #dinnerthendessert, come back and leave a comment. This recipe is one of our most popular, like I'd mentioned. I believe it has somewhere over 300 comments on the website and has been pinned just over 1 million times. So come back, let us know what you think. I'd love to hear how it turns out for you. Thanks so much. Bye.